It's been a little while since we snuggled up with our Jer Bear, but the good news is...
Is Jer Bear is back.
He's back.
Yes.
And better than ever.
So Jeremy used to be in Ocean Speak.
Yes.
And now Ocean Speak, he has moved on to a new group to Radio U called Tiger Drive.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Yeah. How are you doing?
Really good. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Very, very good.
So Jeremy, how is life in Nashville?
Nashville's great. There's like 2-day winters in Nashville, so I think I like it just a little bit better than Ohio, but only for that reason.
Oh, really? Because right now...
At first, I thought you said 2-day winters. I was like, what does that mean? But you mean winters. Ah, yes. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So winter is not as bad there.
Exactly. I think we had maybe like 2 days of snow, and then it went right back to like 75 the day after. So I've gotten used to it. It's nice.
Well, let me ask you this question. A lot of bands that we know, what they do is they all talk about going to Nashville like they're visiting some holy city where life will become...
We're music mecca.
This unending, glorious parade of fantastic life. Do you feel like you've entered that flow?
Has it lived up to that hype that sometimes people have of Nashville, like music city?
I mean, people are just really nice here. I think what happens is most of us, we hear that playing music is some kind of pipe dream and, like, you know, you're going to end up on the corner with your guitar case open, you know, playing covers. And then, you know, you come down here and everyone is trying to make it. So everyone's really supportive out here. So people are just really nice. I think that's the mecca part about Nashville.
Yeah, everybody. I will give you that, too, because every time we go, super, super sweet. Everybody's super nice, but also everybody's also in a band. But everybody is so, so nice. So you run into anybody, and of course they play music, but it's nice to have a real community around that.
Totally, totally.
So when you say everybody's supportive, you mean they stop and throw money in your open guitar case?
No, I mean, like, I could literally tell them that I did, like, finger painting with my big toes, and they would come out to my shows.
Oh.
You know what I mean? They'd come. They wouldn't care. They'd be like, dude, I would totally come. That's awesome. And I just met them, like, the day before. You know?
And, I mean, is that a thing, like, at Tiger Drive? Are you doing, like, a performance toe painting during the show?
You know, but I can't reveal all the secrets.
Okay.
At once. You're asking too much.
Okay.
So, Jeremy, Tiger Drive is new. We'll play the new song Free to Go in a bit. Are you at the point where you're playing a lot of shows? Or are you still just doing music to get it ready and then go out and tour? Or what point is Tiger Drive at?
Well, it's really awesome because when I moved here, I really wanted to take kind of my musical journey to another step. Obviously, Ricky moved out here with us, who is the drummer of Ocean Speak as well. So it's been really cool because I didn't want to move away from writing the style of music that Ocean Speak was.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to move to, like, the next point of maturity for me. So as a writer, I moved a little bit more pop, a little bit more electronic. And now Tiger Drive actually is only 3 people. So it's me, Ricky, and a guy named Corey Pierce. So we're kind of, like, adding a lot of light. And adding a lot of, like, if anyone's ever seen Ocean Speak Live, they know we do, like, a lot of gimmicks, and we like to, like, do water drums and all these cool things, but now we're, like, adding lights, and we're adding, like, disco balls, and our whole point is to kind of make a smaller bridge between us and the crowd now, where more people can into the music, and we can have a great time. So we're going to be booking shows later on this summer, and obviously we're just going to put out singles, and we're just kind of tired of I know Ocean Speak's kind of been on this roller coaster up and down, and sometimes we're doing things, sometimes we weren't. Now we're just kind of trying to go full bore and go out and do it. So we're really excited. So once we're out there, we're out there.
Out there for good.
We'll be out there. Yeah,
gotcha, gotcha. So finger and toe painting and all, so whatever comes up.
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
So you had Ricky already. Where'd you find this Corey guy?
It's funny, Corey is originally from Colorado, but we're all transplants to Nashville, and when I got here, my wife and I moved here, and we founded a church, and we are, like, at the kind of the foyer of this church, and this guy walks up, and he looks like the biggest jerk on the face of the earth. And I'm, like, looking at him, because he's talking to me, and I'm talking to him, and our conversation is great, but his face looks so uninterested in me and in life in general.
Sure.
He just looks so upset about everything. Well, probably like 3 weeks later, we become like best friends.
That's like, how that works.
It happens to be one of the gentlest, nicest people ever. And
aww,
definitely, in my opinion, one of the best musicians and guitar players here in the city. And he's been kind of with it. We added a bunch of other musicians and kind of, you know, it's Nashville, so you kind of have to cycle through people, and that's what kind of took so long for us to get our feet off the ground. But Corey's been kind of a constant since I first started everything when I moved here, so he's great.
Well, awesome. You guys are good friends, but is he a jerk?
You never contradicted that.
Because I mean, like, I've got friends.
Probably why we're good friends, if I'm being really honest.
No, he only had that face about him, you know, that look.
Exactly.
It's not that he was, he just looked like he was.
Well, I mean, like, in fairness, I have lots of friends that are, I dearly love them, and they're huge jerks.
And he's just convinced.
If I'm being honest, the inner jerk in me needed to come out. So I think he brought out a good place.
Okay.
He brought out a good thing.
Well, we're glad you found, and we're glad you're still with Ricky, and you found a new friend as well for Tiger Drive. So for fans of Ocean Speak, make sure you transition on over, though it's not, you know, like the same thing moving over. It's a new jump over to a new band with a slightly new sound with it, too.
Totally.
All right. Well, we're excited about Tiger Drive, and Jeremy, it's good to just kind of touch base a little bit and see how you guys are doing, and we just appreciate you taking time, man. We're looking forward to seeing you when you start heading
start
out
touring.
This fall. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. Really exciting.
Awesome. Well, Jeremy, formerly of Ocean Speak,
now
of Tiger Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And with Corey and the other guy,
Ricky.
And give... And jerk looks
and all that
and lights at shows and musical whatevers.
He's been paying attention.
Oh, yeah. And that's all coming from Nashville.
That's right.